on a constant basis. We do it every day, 17 times a day, 17 rak'ahs, which is 28 sujood. Every day. And what is the sujood? Is when you prostrate, you put your face down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a human need before it is an Islamic act, before it is an Islamic worship. It is a human need. We're all in need of sujood. I bet you out there, people are, you know, craving to fall down in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To fall down, face on the floor, in prostration, in submission to the one God. This is an urge that is created within us. This is al-fitrah, the human or the natural inclination. This is the religion of Islam. So this is one of the important qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salam. His closeness to Allah, his love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Ibrahim, وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. The third quality of Ibrahim is his strong arguments. He was a very good debater. He used to know how to debate with people. We need a lot of Muslims today who know how to debate. There are a lot of arguments out there against Muslims or Islam. But we don't see any Muslim, not many anyways, articulating the Muslim argument. I'm not talking about argumentation. I'm not talking about quabbling and fighting with others. This is useless. I'm talking about presenting, articulating strong arguments. This is one of the qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We don't say, oh, we don't care about them. We don't care what they say. No, we should address each and every point they raise. We all know the debate between Ibrahim and Nimrud. It is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. And there's a lot to learn from this small debate. It's only a couple of lines. You read it, it's one verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in that verse, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ. Have you not seen that one man, that king, who wanted to debate Ibrahim about who? About what? About God. So this was a theological debate between Ibrahim alayhi salam and the king. And the king was proud, and أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكِ. He thought because Allah gave him kingdom or kingship, that now he has supreme power. Ibrahim said, إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. The first argument, Ibrahim started. See, Ibrahim was initiating the debate. He said, it is my Lord, it is Allah, it is God who causes life and death. The king replied and he said, أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ. I can cause life and death. You know, he brought two people, it is in tafsir. He brought two people. He killed one, he let go the other. He said, see, I can cause life and death. Now Ibrahim alayhi salam could have argued with him for hours. And he could have said, no, 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 you cheated. He didn't say that. This is the human tendency. We'd like to argue. We'd love to argue. But Ibrahim alayhi salam was very skilled. His debate skills were very good. He stopped there. He moved to a different argument. He said, okay, fine. قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ. Ibrahim said, well, Allah brings the sun from the east. Bring it from the west. فَأْتِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. It means, Nimrud was owned by Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim destroyed him in his argument. It took only two lines. Two arguments, but these were strong arguments to the point. And Ibrahim alayhi salam knew exactly where to stop, where to start. It didn't have to take hours. This is what I'm talking about. Today, unfortunately, you go to any bookstore, you look at the section about Islam, most of the books are attacking Islam. They present some arguments. Are we not able to produce counter arguments? This is one of the big challenges we have today. And some people say, well, maybe I'm not good in scholarship. I'm not a scholar. Well, the people who are rich should support the people who can debate. This is very important because most of the people who write about Islam, by the way, they do it full time. It's their full time job. This is why they're able to produce many books. Can't we do the same? support the scholars who can refute such misconceptions. This is a communal, it is a communal wajib. It is incumbent on all of us. It is wajib on all of us. Now, of course, there are a lot of arguments out there. Some people claim, well, you don't denounce terrorism enough. SubhanAllah, we can compile many, many incidents, many facts. Just yesterday, the Mufti of Saudi Arabia, his khutbah in Masjid Namira, before Arafah, on the day of Arafah, millions of people attending. He denounced terrorism. We should use that. This is one of the facts. He's a Muslim, one of the Muslim leaders. And he said it to at least 2.5 million people. How come we don't use that in our debates? And the debate about Sharia. Now we know in Oklahoma, they passed, although it was stopped by a judge, but they were passing a proposition that bans Sharia. Again, we have to be very clear. We have to define Sharia. We cannot let other people define Sharia for us. We have to define Sharia. We have to let people know that Sharia is not that scary. You know, when Muslims were living in a Muslim land, when Islam was a superpower, you all know that Muslims did not impose their laws on non-Muslims. If people nowadays are afraid that Muslims, if they implement Sharia, they're going to impose this law on everybody, we have to let them know that even at the highest of Islamic power, Muslims did not do it. At the peak of the Islamic civilization, Muslims did not impose their laws on other people. This is a known fact. So inshallah, we have to be clear in our arguments. When we debate, we have to have facts and not get so emotional. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد. The fourth quality that we can take from Ibrahim alayhi salam, and it is so relevant to us today, is the fact that Allah said, "Shakiran li an'umih." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Ibrahim alayhi salam as shakiran li an'umih. He was thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the bounties he received. Muslims in this land, in this country, have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe you don't realize it, but look at the statistics. Less than 30% of this country have a bachelor's degree. Alhamdulillah, the Muslims are known to be fluent in this country. They are successful, they are educated, they are rich,